This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Remember me telling you guys about the left and their moral relativism? Well, here's a perfect example. The host of MSNBC, there's a black guy, his name is something Melvin, it's his last name, and he was speaking to a lady by the name of Karine Jean-Pierre, who is the advisor to MoveOn.org, and they were talking about the Electoral College. And as usual, there's been a lot of discussion about the Electoral College because things didn't go the way that the left wanted them to go. So the Electoral College is now the boogeyman, because if we'd gone by the popular vote, well, then Hillary Clinton would have won. Now, the left are very conveniently leaving out the fact that there are times when they won the Electoral College and lost the national vote, the popular vote, and it was okay. See, this is one of these deals where the left want their cake and they want to eat it too. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are hanging in there with me. We've got an amazing hour coming up for you, and I'm glad you're with us. And please share the show. Let people know about it if you feel good about it. And give me a call. I have callers call all the time. Kevin, we love the show. And then you give me your opinion. Sometimes if the opinions are something I've already said, I don't play them, because I have some. One lady calls me all the time, and I love her to death. She's a Native American lady. I think she's Indian and Latina. But anyway. Love when you guys contact us by Facebook, Twitter, whatever, and help us to grow the show. So please do. Anyway, the Electoral College. So Democrats love to have their cake and eat it, too. They want to tell you that they will sexualize your kids and teach them how to put condoms on bananas in the second grade. Meanwhile, they put their children in private school or have tutors and let them nowhere near their own entertainment. I'll give you an example. Madonna and Lourdes, her daughter, doesn't get to watch her own mama's videos and stuff. She is sheltered from the very world that Madonna pushes onto your children. And I could go on. I wrote about that in my second book, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. So these people are disingenuous. They don't have our best interests in mind. They don't care about your safety. They don't care about your well-being. They don't care about your mental health. They certainly don't care about your money. In fact, they love to come get it. And so they have this rationalization, the ends justifies the means, and whenever they lose, they want to change the rules of the game, and that's exactly what's happened here. So I want to play this clip. Here we go.
We'll start there with you. I mean, this idea that this is something that sounds great on the stump, it sounds great in the town hall, but not something that is really ever going to happen. It is not feasible politically.
Look, I think it is a uphill battle, but we have to remember there are about 10 to 15 states right now who are pledging to make the Electoral College match the popular vote. So there is a movement out there. We shouldn't deny that. There's a reason why this is part of the conversation at this moment. And we have to step back for a second how the Electoral College became to be. There were many compromises, but one of the most powerful compromises was the 3/5 compromise, where a slave was considered 3/5 of a person, which gave the power to slave states, incredible power to slave states.
So I stopped it there just so we could provide a little bit of dose of clarity here. Because these ignorant, silly Negroes that come on here and argue about the Electoral College, and then they want to use racism as the reason for the Electoral College. So just so we can explain this one more time, and leftists don't understand it, I don't know how they don't. But this idea that the Republicans wanted blacks to be worth 3/5 is what saved the republic. It's what got rid of slavery. It's what made sure that slavery, the slave states, would not get influence. And here this woman, who is advising MoveOn.org, let me put it this way. If we can change that one thing in the minds of blacks, do you understand how powerful that's going to be? I'm serious. I'm jotting that down as another note for something I want my team to work on, because it is so significant. People bring it up all the time in the wrong context. The making the southern states wanted a slave who they counted as nothing. They said that you're not worth anything. You're never going to get a vote. We own you, but we want you to be worth one full person. And the northerners, the Republicans, went, no. You're not going to get count somebody as a full person that you don't even treat as a full person. And the most we're willing to give you on those people is 3/5. That meant that they had less representation, the Southerners did, than they would have normally had. And so slavery was destined to end because the Northerners looked at the numbers and said, yeah, we outnumber them, so we can give them 3/5. And if you talk about completely overblown, it's ridiculous. Anyway, I got to move on because I got to continue to let you hear the rest of this.
So yes, we're at a time now, as we're looking modern times, where we need to have the conversation about the Electoral College, where we need to look at it and say, hey, it hurts our democracy in a big way. Warren is right. It should be one person, one vote. You have these candidates that spend a lot of time in about, 7 to 12 states, but it shouldn't be about the zip code. It should be about the candidates telling their messages across the country. And so we do need to revisit this. And there is a movement out there for it.
Corinne, will we be having this conversation if Hillary Clinton were president?
I think that conversation's been around since 2000. And I think, yes, you're right, Craig. I think after 2016, there was a much bigger push for it. So yeah, Hillary Clinton, her loss, winning 3 million more votes for the popular vote, clearly, and losing the Electoral College, absolutely put this issue in the forefront.
So I will give Craig Melvin some props for getting it out of her to say, hey, look, if Hillary won, we're not having this conversation, are we? No, because she won the popular vote and all this. Well, guess what? That's the way it works. And for the people that don't understand the Electoral College, if you don't have the Electoral College, let me ask you this. Who goes to Maine? Who goes to Idaho? Who goes to the little states that nobody that has? Who goes to Montana? Who goes to Wyoming? If you can do all your politicking in major cities and while everybody else is running around to the little countries, who has the advantage if we get rid of the Electoral College? Let me just put it to you very succinctly. The people who have the advantage are the Democrats. What we should be looking at is limiting the power of cities. The idea that you can have 3-4 million people concentrated who are ruled by Democrats and who are indoctrinated with Democrat policies, and they are the ones setting our policies, that's what we should be taking a look at. And for the record, she said, it hurts our democracy. After she misstates the 3/5 compromise, she says it hurts our democracy. Well, here's the deal, sister. We're a constitutional republic, not a democracy. So maybe you should understand a few more things before you come on talking about nonsense. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed, Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Here's something that's not going to come as a shock to you, but you conservatives, likely GOP voters, you're more enthusiastic about the 2020 election than the Democrats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm not telling you anything that you haven't suspected. I'm not telling you anything that is not factual. You are much more enthusiastic about what's going on. And you want to know why? Because you picked the right guy and he performed. You know why the Democrats are not enthusiastic? Because they picked the wrong guy and he did not perform. And now they have to come to the realization of those two very real facts. They can't pick people. You can. They should not be in charge. You should. That is why you are more enthusiastic. It was a poll released by CNN. Folks, this is not Rasmussen, not that they're any more, you know, better at it than anybody else, but this isn't some poll of conservatives. This is a poll of general public. They found that 57% of the people who identified as Republicans report on being extremely enthusiastic about voting in a 2020 presidential election, while 46% of Democrats and 26% of independents responded the same way. So you are leading the Democrats in enthusiasm by 11%, and my suspicion is it's better than that. Because if I had to look at the cadre of fools and scallywags that are over there, I wouldn't be enthusiastic about it. Independents aren't enthusiastic because they don't have a candidate. Additionally, 78% of Republicans say they are extremely or very enthusiastic about the election. Slightly more, or I should say the first one was about voting. This one was about the election itself. 78% are more enthusiastic about the election itself, and 75% of Democrats say they're extremely enthusiastic about the election, but only 46% are enthusiastic about voting. Just want to be clear. I don't want to get it wrong. The poll findings came after Democratic voters propelled the party to a blue wave. No, in November, they didn't propel their party to a blue wave. The powers that be propelled their party to a blue cheat scandal. Regaining the majority in the House, they said the poll was released in September of last year showed the Democrats are more enthusiastic about voting in the midterms than Republicans. 56% of Democrats are Democratic-leaning independents say they were extremely Democratic compared to 50% of Republicans. And supposedly, that's the reason. Now, that doesn't jive with the level of enthusiasm of Republicans for Donald Trump. By the way, I would love to see numbers. I don't know if you guys can research this for me, maybe during the break, but or maybe now. Hint, hint. What was the enthusiasm of Democrats for Obama during his time? In other words, 93% at one point was, it's 92 now, 92% of Republicans are sticking with Trump, you know, no matter what. It was 93%. What about Democrats? Were they at like 99% or 99.999% sticking with Obama? Because I can't imagine that he was higher than Trump in terms of sticky. Maybe at the very beginning, but I'm saying 2 years in, where was Barack Obama's the Democrat enthusiasm for Obama? If we can find those numbers, I'd be curious. Anyway, the reason why I bring all this up is I want you to understand you have the momentum, conservatives, pragmatists, libertarians, whatever. You have the momentum. You are leading the charge, leading the way. And every single day, Donald Trump delivers for you. And here's all you have to do. I'm going to give you the secret. I'm going to hold up. I want to tease it now. I'm making them wait. No, I'm going to make them wait. Yep, here we go. Okay, I'm going to give you the secret. You got to back him. If you back Trump, he will gain the momentum. Look, he's already doing it. He's going to do it on his own. He's going to continue to bash the media. He's going to continue to bash the Mueller report. He's going to continue to bash Schiff and Nadler and all these other people, Pelosi and Schumer and all of them. He's going to continue to do his part. That's in his DNA. What the world needs to see is how much you are willing to back him. Now, okay, Kevin, what more can we do? 92% of Republicans love the man. Yeah, okay, so you answer a poll. What are you doing outside of this? What are you doing to tell people you're not going to talk about my president? Let me ask you, what would happen when people, if you were the turd in the punch bowl, when you were at a party and somebody brought up that they loved Obama, and you were like, and they go, did you vote for Obama? No, I didn't. What? You? And then you got attacked, because it happened to me. Not physically, but people are like, can you believe you didn't vote for Obama? He's all black and everything. I mean, he's all dreamy, man. He's a black man. Did I mention he was black? Yeah, he's dreamy and black, and he's so smart and articulate and clean. And I was like, yeah, I didn't vote for him. I don't like him. I don't like his policies. What? And then everybody's showing you, you must be crazy, man. And I go, yeah, whatever. No, you guys are crazy because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's a rank amateur. And by the way, he isn't so clean, and a host of other things. He's a scoundrel. I had some choice words, nothing derogatory. I was like, I don't dislike him. I just don't think he's a good candidate. I can't believe it. And they would just gang up, and I was like, you can gang up all you want. You're not changing my mind. And guess what? I proved myself to be right. Now I go to parties, and I'm like, yeah, I'm for Trump. They're like, oh, I wish we had Obama back. Why? You like failure? I like Donald Trump. I happen to like the white president. And I go on, and then people, I can't believe you even me, you know, and on and on and on and on. And the point is, you know, I'm the same guy, but I'm speaking up. You got to speak up. If you speak up, we're good to go. That's all you got to do. So this polling, just every one of these polls you're going to see, as they start to come our way, they're swinging our way. Look, you don't have to believe me. Just go back and look at them. Google the last four or five polls. Trump's approval, economy, blah, blah, blah. They're all, yeah, man, I think things are going pretty well. Let's take a look at it. Huh? And all you got to do is jump on. Jump on and start talking and letting people know. We're going to be more vocal. Put the Trump sticker on your car. I was at the airport. Where was I flying back from? I don't remember. I was in a layover somewhere, and a guy had his Trump 2020 shirt on, and he was strutting through the airport, and I was talking to a guy because I wanted to go up to him and shake his hand and say, way to go, dude. But he was just in the open like, yeah, mm-hmm. He was strutting. He was probably going to get some food or something, but he was like, man, shoot. He looked like John Travolta, staying alive. And I was proud of him, and I wanted to say something, and I was waiting on him to come back, but I got sidetracked. I got my food, and I had to move on. But that's what you've got to do. Wear your stuff. Let people know. Make your videos. Say your piece, and let the chips fall where they may. There are people out there depending on you. They're going, I just need somebody to get up and dance. I told you guys a story. It's the second guy that gets up to dance who causes the revolution and gets everybody dancing. The first guy dancing looks like a weirdo, you know, if you're at the park. But when the second person gets up and starts dancing, suddenly everybody dances.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You-
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A status hearing for accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz is over, but not before things got a bit heated in the courtroom. At one point, the judge ordered a recess after a tense exchange with Cruz's public defender.
Judge, you are putting words into my mouth.
You are being disrespectful.
Judge, I have to repeat myself for you so that you can understand what I'm saying.
Ms. McNeil, we're going to take a 5-minute recess. You need to take a deep breath.
The exchange happened during a debate over evidence the defense wants turned over from prosecutors and police. A West Texas deputy is clinging to life following a shooting. El Paso County Sheriff Richard Riles says the deputy was shot multiple times early this morning during a traffic stop. Doctors are currently performing emergency surgery. It's not known why the suspects opened fire on the deputy, but they are in custody pending charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
While the Democrats continue their witch hunt, the president continues the beatings on his would-be oppressors, and it just cracks me up to consider that notion. You know, the Democrats think they've got Trump over a barrel as they, you know, get his, oh, Russian collusion, and this is, what about his 81 indictments? Remember the 81 indictments? Have you heard a single word about any of it? Has Mueller picked it up? His report is coming out. No leaks about anything involving anybody except the notion that Democrats are in big trouble. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The president gets up every single day with a hitch in his step. I'm talking about the man is walking like a pimp. Well, I can tell by the way you use your walker. I mean, he is John Travolta in Staying Alive. You know what I'm saying? He is just staying alive, staying alive. He's doing the moves, you know, and the Democrats are over there going, look at him. All cool and Italian looking. Woo, it's fun to watch, man. And he got more good news recently, as it turns out. People are starting to recognize this absolutely beautiful. This economy is the best economy ever. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful economy, more beautiful than any other economy ever. Yeah, and there was a CNN poll that got published. 71% of the people declared the economy either very good or somewhat good. Only 27% believe the economy is in poor shape. Who are these clowns? Who are the 27% that go, no, this economy is terrible, man. I mean, it's awful that we've got, you know, a massive employment. It's terrible that our GDP is clearly 50% higher than Obama ever said it could ever be, man. Yeah, it's terrible, man, that all these manufacturing jobs are moving back to America, these high-paying jobs, and the wages are rising, and people have job mobility, and, you know, and all that stuff. It's horrible news for the Democrats. Horrible. While Trump has been under attack for his entire presidency, he has managed to build the strongest economy in decades. Supposedly, the least popular president in history, Donald Trump, has managed to create an economy that 71% of Americans consider good or better. The man, we were told by Democrats, if he were elected, would crater the economy, would send us into Armageddon, economically, financially, and otherwise. What happened to that post-apocalyptic election stuff, the talk? Not exactly what Democrats predicted, is it? The stock market, now approaching records again. It will blow through 27,000 at some point this year. I believe it with all my heart. I know, Kevin, there's a lot of year left. Yeah, but there's a lot of year left for it to go down. The news, folks, isn't better for Democrats on how the president is handling the economy. According to polls, a majority, a plurality of Americans, 51% approve of Donald Trump's handling of the economy. 42% disapprove. So what's funny, 71% declare the economy very good or somewhat good, but they disapprove of how he's handling it? Those numbers don't jive for this black man. I'm a mathematician. I know. You can bet those who disapprove follow the Democrat Party line. And guess what? That's exactly what this thing says. 92% of people who identify as Republicans approve of the economy. 53% of the independents approve of Trump's handling of the economy. 17% of Democrats do. That's a little number, right? Only 17% of the Democrats do, which implies 83% don't approve. But let me say this. 17% of Democrats approve of what Trump is doing. That's a significant number. When you think about it, that's a pretty significant number. Because you would think if you're a Democrat, you're dyed in the wool, you're going, I want nothing to do with this man. I can't stand him. 53% of independents, 92% of Republicans. It makes me wonder, who are these 8% Republicans? Maybe we should reassign them. Maybe we should trade them in the draft. You want to look at Trump's overall approval ratings? Well, this poll says he's 42%, which is 2 percentage points up from the CNN poll earlier in the year. I don't care what the numbers are. It doesn't matter to me. Really doesn't. Here's what I care about. The trend. The trending is rising, rising, rising. And he's rising all the while he's under attack. That's the critical thing. When you're going to put your thinking cap on, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, and you lefties too, when you put that thinking cap on, understand, it's not just that they're rising. He's rising in a time where he's been getting beat up. That is not a guy that's losing. Donald Trump is in the fight. He's surrounded by 12 guys, and he looks like Bruce Lee. He's just with the nunchucks. He's just hitting them, and they're falling down. He's continuing to rise while he's under full frontal assault. They're trying to kick him in the naughty bits. Trending up. And here's the good news. Trump knows what's about to happen because, he's got a secret. Donald Trump's got a secret. See, the economy's going to continue to improve in 2020. Don't tell anybody, okay? Don't tell anybody that on the Kevin Jackson Show that he released Donald Trump's secret. There's only one way for this economy to go. I've told you people this. I've whispered it to you. I've told you. Leftists, hold on a second. Leftists, shut off the program. Okay? Shut off the program. Cover yours for just a second. I want to talk only to conservatives. Done? All right. Hey, conservatives, we're in good shape. We are going to kick their butts. Yes. Okay, leftists, you're okay. You can come back. Somebody signal to them. It doesn't matter. They're like dummies anyway, brain-dead morons. The impact of deregulation, I've talked about it, the removal of the Obama-era job-killing anti-capitalism policies released the Kraken. These policies alone by Donald Trump, where he took out all that bureaucratic nonsense, jump-started an anemic economy that had us in a recession. I don't care what they tell you. Oh, we were doing so good under Obama. Yeah, if I give you $1 trillion every year, you could probably do okay, Zimbabwe. Add to this, Donald Trump's tax cuts. I know, the dreaded tax cuts that we're going to create, what? Armageddon number two. How many Armageddons can you have? I'm just curious, Democrats. Hey, Pelosi, will you please get back to me on the number of Armageddons that we can have? Because, see, I thought Armageddon was the end of the world. But apparently it's not. Apparently it's just a respite. So, Donald Trump does his tax cuts, delivers massive dividends to the economy, massive returns into the treasury. It puts money back into the pockets of consumers who then invest in businesses and start consuming. They start to do what it takes for the economy to boom. They're spending money. Yeah. And what about that GDP that Obama thought was unattainable? 2018, you want to know where we finished with our GDP? Anybody? Let me help you out. 2.9% GDP. That included two massive hurricanes with which the GDP would have easily eclipsed the 3% mark. Oh, indeed. Yes, indeed. That's just the beginning. The real weapon comes in the form of Donald Trump's trade deals. I know I talked about this already, but everybody ain't heard me, so just pay attention. Don't make me get like my grandma on the show. Anyway, Trump's mastery of trade, is going to bring massive money back into the treasury, the economy, into 2020 and beyond, folks. Just returning even half of an almost $800 billion trade deficit. Just think of it. $400 billion coming back. Just half. You don't have to get rid of it. Just bring $400 billion, almost half $1 trillion, into the economy year after year and tell me what that's going to do to spur economic growth. It took $10 billion of loans to save GM. What do you think $400 billion is going to do to your economy? That's just if he does half. What a predicament for the Democrats, though. What a predicament. They love money, especially your money. And here's what they love most about your money. They love getting it from you. They love stealing it from you. But Trump makes them profitable, but they don't have to steal. So you would say to yourself, if I went to a thief and said, look, I'm going to teach you how to make a living, and you're not going to have to hurt anybody, steal anything, and the thief looks at you and goes, but I love to steal. I love to steal. I don't want you to give it to me. I want to take it, man. I get a rush. I want you to think about that. There are people like that. They're called progressives. They're thieves. They don't want you to give it to them. They want to oppress somebody. They want to take it. They want to say, ha, 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 and gloat about it. The rich people make too much money. Well, here you go. Here's the rich people's money. No, I don't like that. I want to steal it. To wake up wishing for doom and gloom but being forced to watch one's wealth grow and other people prosper along with you. That's not the Democrat way. Only they should succeed according to their ideology. And unfortunately for Democrats, the good news is going to keep on coming through the 2020 election. And without the Mueller report to hang around Trump's neck like an albatross, which it is not, by the way, that economy looms larger in the psyche of all Americans. Put money in people's pockets and they get it. They're like, oh, nah, can't go for that. Nah, who was that? Who was that previous president? I don't remember him. 71% approval is going to go to 84% approval. Trump's overall approval is going to hit 53% from 42 at some point. And it's going to be bad news for Bozos, the Democrat clown.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com. www.omegaflexi.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump did what they couldn't do. And when I say they, I'm talking about the two people who could not defeat Barack Obama. John McCain and Mitt Romney. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I talked about the war on Trump earlier in the broadcast and why Donald Trump is going after these establishment-type things. I'm not talking about the establishment in and of itself, which, of course, attacking McCain is going after the establishment. But it's an establishment-type thing that he's going after. He's going after these ideas around things. Like, for example, when he attacked Kaepernick, people were like, he's attacking black people. You know, yeah. Yeah, he wasn't just attacking Kaepernick. That Kaepernick is not the person that made him mad, per se. It was what Kaepernick represented. John McCain doesn't really make Trump mad as an individual. What John McCain represents is this idea that he was a good guy. Kaepernick represents the idea that he's fighting for a cause that's bigger than us. And Donald Trump's going, no, John McCain is not bigger than the United States and standing on principle and doing what you say. In fact, I'll expose him as a fraud. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yep. Why, you know, McCain is held in such high esteem is beyond me, except that we are taught to believe that, well, he served in the military. He was a prisoner of war. And look, I talked about it earlier. I'm not going to belabor it. I just want you to understand that. But here's what somebody wrote about Romney, and because Romney attacked President Trump. And by the way, other establishment Republicans are saying things like, Mitch McConnell said, I miss John McCain every day. Yeah. So that's not, he's smart enough not to bash Trump, but he's essentially defying Trump by saying, I miss my friend. I miss my friend. Other Republicans, these establishment rhino winos, are out there going, John McCain was a great guy, and we shouldn't be saying things about him. So anyway, this one guy tweeted, just hit me why you and McCain hate President Trump so much. You both spent your entire lives in politics in hopes of one day becoming president. And President Trump, who took up politics as a hobby, did what both of you couldn't do. See, that's the difference. Donald Trump said to the entirety of the Republican Party, and it really hacked McCain, who, by the way, is one of the main reasons why we are on the witch hunt of Robert Mueller, and they want Donald Trump to play nice. Let me tell you something. Accuse me of doing something that I didn't do and ask me if I'm going to play nice. Accuse me of doing something that could get me impeached, thrown in jail, or whatever, and ask me if I'm going to play nice. They're mad at Donald Trump because Donald Trump dared to do what they couldn't do. I want you to let that sink in for just a second. How many jealousies would you have if you were mad because people got promoted around you, or you watched somebody run the 100 faster than you ever could have thought about running it, or somebody, you know, is the heavyweight boxing champ of the world and you're never going to be? How many jealousies could you have? See, that's the petty nature of politicians in general. But believe it or not, we're just as petty on our side when you get up to the elite level. John McCain is mad because he paid his dues. He served in the military. He's like Jack Nicholson going, I stand on that line and you want me there. You need me there. Did you issue the code red? And John McCain, you're doggone right I did. I sent the dossier. If he were alive, he would tell you. Oh, no, he wouldn't, because he doesn't have the guts. But he knows he did. Everybody knows it at this point. John McCain was more invested in getting rid of Donald Trump than Hillary freaking Clinton. And you want Donald Trump to show him respect. Let me tell you something. John McCain can kiss my little black bootay because I have zero respect for him as a politician. I have a little bit of respect for him as a military man. And not as much as people might believe. But I have zero respect for him as a politician. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I don't care if you disagree. You'd just be wrong. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted this. The coup deepens. More unelected bureaucrats deciding they know best Representative Mark Meadows, Republican out of North Carolina, hinted Monday the coming release of documents will show U.S. ambassadors conspired with the FBI and the Justice Department to harm President Trump. So John McCain was the match that lit the fuse on an investigation that has cost the citizens of America millions of dollars. It's netted nothing. It's ruined the lives of people like Michael Flynn. It's ruined the lives of people like Paul Manafort. It's certainly been a bump in the road for Papadopoulos and others. It has put people in the microscope who don't need to be in the microscope. And even to this day, Democrats are trying to get information from 81 people that have nothing to do with anything except a witch hunt. And you want us to respect John McCain. Do I need to say it again? Just for the record, John McCain can kiss my butt. And I know his daughter, Megan. Megan, you know, we know each other. We're acquaintances. I wouldn't dare say we're friends. Your daddy was not everything he was cracked up to be. Now, that said, I respect him as your father. I respect that you see your dad through these, you know, rose-colored glasses. I'm really happy that you see him that way. And she should always see him that way. But let's just understand. We can compartmentalize. John McCain might have been an amazing father for all I know. He certainly was if you listen to Megan. But outside of that, don't expect me to just go, ooh, he's amazing, he's John McCain. I remember when I moved to Arizona, people were like, oh, John McCain, Kevin, you can't say anything bad about McCain in Arizona because he's such a powerhouse in Arizona. And I was like, screw John McCain. Screw John McCain. Don't tell me what I can say about somebody. If John McCain is a great man, I'll tell you he's a great man. If he's not, I'm going to tell you he's not. Now, I can also compartmentalize. I love that his daughter feels that way about him. That makes me feel good. It warms my heart. And I think that if there's anything that John McCain can take to his grave, it's the fact that his daughter felt that way. I'm happy for him. But don't believe the hype. Cindy McCain, oh, we got to stop all this, you know, these drugs, and you know, she's all. Go read the stories about Cindy McCain and how she was using her charities to get drugs for herself. Go read it. You don't have to believe me. There's a lot of documentation about it. Drug addict using her charities for that, but making it sound like she's big Miss Magnanimous with all the charitable work and we got to get rid of these opioids and all this other stuff. And she's strung out on them. Don't believe me. Look, and I don't have a vendetta. I'm not mad at him. For the record, I don't care if Cindy McCain strung out on drugs. I don't care if she got them through her charity. It's not like she couldn't afford it. I mean, it would be illegal not to get them through prescriptions. But there are worse things that people can do. I don't really care. But what I do care about is when you try to make yourself out to be very sanctimonious and everybody around you is, you know, battening down the hatches going, oh, we got to protect John McCain and we got to protect the McCains and McCains and McCains, McCains, you know, like they're royalty. Just for the record, there is no royalty. See, that's the ruse we live under, is that there are people that must be protected at all costs. No, we are all citizens of this great land. No, but no one any better than the other. I swear to you before God, I've got a meeting set up soon with the President of the United States. I don't think of him. He is Donald Trump to me, a man we put into a position that I'm happy that he's in, but I will go in there as his equal. I'm not going to be cocky about it. Mr. President, good to talk to you. Thanks for making time. You're a busy man. Here's my concern. Boom. In and out. Photo op, maybe, you know, not necessary, but if he allows it, sure, but not a big deal. Not one of these people, oh, look at me, I'm hanging out with you, I'm going to go do me some Kanye, Yeah, a little bit of a swipe. Nah, Candace, you know I don't care about you hanging out with Kanye. Oh, but he's not hanging out with her anymore, unfortunately. I don't care about that stuff. What I care about is what we want to accomplish together. That's what's important. And it was funny. I was talking to a buddy of mine. His name is Thaddeus. Funny comedian. He says, Kevin, I have no use. He's a black dude. I have no use for people who see this movement as a way to make money. And I said, well, I don't mind people paying their bills and living the capitalist life. But I get what you're saying. He's saying there's too many fakes. There are. And let me tell you, these fakes that pretend that John McCain is the man and all this other stuff, you're not fooling me. You're not fooling yourselves. Donald Trump is the man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.